Don, I really do appreciate it. I swear to God. I think it's important.
Oh, you think it's important, do you? Hey, yeah. He thinks it's important. Don, I'm... Phil...
Your name is Don.
I know my name is Don, but I'm very put out. Phil, I'm hoping that you'll take this in the spirit that it's intended.
Don Berman is on the line. And hold on for a minute, Phil. I want you to know...
Well, see, that's embarrassing to me. I didn't want a big thing.
Well, Don, you said that you had some questions.
I have questions. I don't need you running in. I don't mean to talk down to you, Margaret, and I wish we'd done this off the air.
Let me say, Don is here because he... Hold on, Don. He has a special question for you.
Okay, I guess... That makes me look like some guy that's...
Like what, Don?
Like I'm walking up to you with my hat in my hand. Why have I not been asked?
All right, so that's kind of... So Don Berman asks about that. Let's get this thing going here, huh, shall we? All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome to the pre-show here. This is Phil Hendry, and we're back in California. And I think Don Rickles is with us here tonight. Don?
What are you doing, huh? You look like you're dressed like a Chinese waiter or something.
All right. So, I never really watched Johnny Carson. I'm not putting down Johnny Carson. There's no denying the phenomenal success he had. There's no denying what he meant to the history of broadcasting, television, everything, seriously. I used to watch Johnny Carson when I was a kid, when he had a show called Who Do You Trust? I don't know if anybody remembers that. I guess you'd have to be old as me. And the more I look at myself, especially those photographs of me in Dallas with Jackie, Jesus H. Christ.
Well, you did look...
You looked a little old, Phil. Thank you so very much.
Well, you're asking.
But Johnny Carson was always a great television personality. But I never thought he was funny, personally. But, you know, then again, Johnny Carson was not really supposed to be funny. I think he was a great host. And he was a great interviewer, and he had great rapport with all of his guests. He was, talk about a showbiz guy. I mean, he lived, breathed, ate, slept Hollywood, really, in a lot of ways. And so he was fascinating to watch in that regard. And his guests were great. I never missed Don Rickles. I used to watch Don Rickles on The Tonight Show when I was in high school. He was so goddamn funny. Don Rickles was a very unusual comedian for those times. I wouldn't say it was Lenny Bruce. Lenny Bruce probably would never have been able to get on The Tonight Show in the act that he did eventually, you know, where he was just like really political. And maybe, I shouldn't even say, probably he would have. But in any event, I just never thought Johnny Carson himself was funny. He has those Carson comedy classics where he would mimic kind of a Jackie Gleason, Rhinestone Cowboy used to do that. And he did kind of a lift of Jonathan Witter's old lady character. So I don't know. The reason why I'm talking about this is because I found myself doing, you know, a Johnny Carson impression. That's the worst Johnny Carson impression in the world, but that's the best I can do. And, you know, it just kind of comes with the territory, having grown up watching him, you know, Ed and this kind of shit, or did that kind of stuff. The best Johnny Carson impression I ever saw was by Tommy Smothers, believe it or not. You don't know who he is, do you? Okay, never mind. I'm talking to people who don't even fucking understand me. I'm supposed to understand you, but you don't understand me? Oh, my God. I've got my cup of coffee. If I keep talking like this, just smack me. Don Mixa here. And I'm filling in for Phil Hendry. I've got bad breath. And
you do. I'm Don Berman. Well, you actually do. And that's why I'm leaning away from you.
And with me is Don Berman. Don, do people ever... what's with the look?
Well, I don't know whether or not I want you to call me Don. I feel like Mr. Berman.
Oh, Don, knock it off.
Well, what? Why can I... This is why I didn't want to come on this program.
You asked to come on the program. Phil's not here. He's got other work he's doing this week. And Phil asked me to guest host. And that's what I'm doing now. Some people, you know.
And you. By the way, you do have foul breath.
You do, Don. We've asked.
I took a breath mint about a half hour ago. One breath mint a half hour ago. I'm not about to corrode my teeth or compromise my health. Phil asked me to do the show.
All right, that's fine. That's why we're wearing masks.
So you're wearing masks so that you can't smell my breath, not because of COVID?
No, all of us have been vaccinated, and
that doesn't make any difference. So one of Don Mixa hosts the show today, and it's just one big bad breath joke after the next. I think that's a great idea. The first guest will be Don Berman, who's hurt that he wasn't asked to guest host the Phil Henry Show. But here's Don Mixa with lousy breath. Then Larry and Gloria Grover. Testing 1, 2, 3. So, what is this? There it is.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Hello? Hello? Okay.
Now, one of the things... Oh, fuck me. What do I... Tomorrow, fucking... Tomorrow, Adam's coming over to the goddamn computer. I am telling you, man, I just don't have... fuck. What time's he coming over? Late in the afternoon? I got a script to memorize. This is the wrong fucking time to be doing this bullshit. All right, man. I got the air on here. What do we got here? Let's see the music change. Music thing. And this is Don Brand. This is Don Mixa filling in here for Phil Henry. Testing 1, 2, 3. I'm Don Mixa. And get a little bit of the background changed up here. No, I don't want to get rid of me. I want to see me. I've got to be me, but I've got to... here we are. All right. Okay. So last night in Dallas, Texas, I went to the... let's do it. Here we go. Now, what are we doing here, man? Where's the fucking Sheath underwear? Jesus Christ. We are completely fucked up when it comes to Sheath underwear, man. I'm way behind on the fucking Sheath underwear ads, man. I'm way behind on my Sheath underwear ads. Okay. God damn it. What is this? Self-made promo. And then we have to do a goddamn Sheath underwear ads. I gotta do them, man. Source element. There it is, Jay Cutler.
Hey guys, Jay Cutler. Started a new podcast called Uncut with Jay Cutler. Most of you know me from the NFL, some of you have seen me on Instagram, and some of you know me from the reality TV world. Each week I'm taking you along with me as we discuss football, trending topics, and whatever's going on in my life each week. I'm bringing along people that are special in my life. Former teammates, friends, and some new people that I like and respect. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Podcasting? I think I'm doing this right. Can't wait.
Okay, shit. How about that? It's just to do. Yeah, whatever you do, man. You sound like a fucking lame motherfucker. So let's listen to what Jay Cutler's going to say. Hey, you know what? I think I'll pick up fucking football and start playing in the NFL, you know? I think it'd be entertaining. I don't know. I mean, people pay to see me get my fucking ass kicked. That's worth money. It's probably worth more money watching me get my ass kicked than watching Jay Cutler pass the football like the fucking lame, average, nothing fucking quarterback that he is. All right. I'm sorry. Sheath. Here it is. Come on. Let's go. Oh, fuck. Watch this fucking thing be out of ink. You printing both sides? Is that what you're doing? That's what it's doing, printing both sides.
Okay, well, we're going to have to change that setting, aren't we? Yeah.
All right, okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, so. Hey, it's Phil Henry here for Sheath Underwear. Yes, Sheath Underwear. Wore a pair. Took two pair with me to Florida, man.